It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball Ceremony. I know this is a big moment. We all get emotional. I told myself I wasn't going to cry. Well, here goes nothing. Wish me luck. This week's winner is a woman that has been portrayed in the media as like a radical extremist. It's going to get everybody killed. She's a lunatic. World War III. We've never seen anything so in all my years on the force. You know, the Democrats are always trying to build people up as radicals they don't like. Carrie Lake is the Republican gubernatorial nominee out in Arizona. And we had her on the show on Tuesday. And I was very interested to get her take on things because she is really portrayed in the media as like beyond Hitler. Like Hitler would be like, you know, slow down, lady. This is Hitler's a mom and pop compared to this big box extremist. In truth, she's a woman who does love her state. She spent 27 years in Arizona covering it in the media. She is someone who worked in drug treatment centers and has held all kinds of jobs and made her way through life, developing some type of an appreciation for this country that I think we all should possess. I don't know that she is beyond Hitler, as the liberals say, but I do know she was very fun to talk to. And to bring this extremist into focus for you was a high honor. So for that reason, I give her the game ball.
Oh, my gosh. You nailed it. That's exactly what's going on. If you read the press, you think that everybody who cares about this country is right wing, whatever they're called, neo-Nazi. You know, they're just they're out of control. But when you see the movement we have, there's nothing you can do but smile and say, wow, we're going places, we're in good hands, and we're going to bring about some really great positive change for our states and communities.
No, you make a really great point. You know what happened? Like the words just kind of lost their power because they used them too much. And now it's almost like it's really weird. I grew up in the 80s, but it used to be an honor. Like if Weird Al Yankovic covered one of your songs, you know, did like a parody of your song.
Yep.
That, like getting called one of these names by a Democrat now is like a sign that you've made it in life. You know, it's like Weird Al Yankovic did your song.
You're right. I said this today. We just did a wonderful event. Governor Kristi Noem came into town to help campaign with me. And I said, if you're not being attacked, if you're not being called names, if you're not having a relentless, hit pieces done on you, then you're probably not really standing where you need to stand, standing up for the people and working to bring about change for our country.
That's a really great point. And I just want to talk about how extreme you are for a second. You actually know how to work a floor waxer because you were a janitor at one point. Is that correct?
Yep. I've had a lot of different jobs. At one point during college, I worked my way through college because I came from a very humble beginning and my family couldn't afford to put us through college. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I took a job as a janitor in a drug treatment center. And I kind of joke now that that janitor job might be the best preparation for politics because it is filthy dirty and we need to get a janitorial cleanup squad to come in and clean up some of the mess that these, you know, political insiders and career politicians have caused.
Well, no, I think everybody listening agrees with you. But I mention this because, you know, there was an attempt the other day, okay, to portray you, Carrie Lake, as some type of extremist because of your pro-life stance. And everyone on this show, we played the clip a few times, we're so fascinated. It's kind of like you are like a little bit of a viral sensation right now for the takedown. But what I'm fascinated by is they're trying to brand the pro-life crowd as the extremists. And essentially the argument you were making is, you know, they don't really need a dictionary. They need a mirror, no?
Exactly. It's like it's always opposite day with the media. Whatever they're saying is just the opposite's true. What is extreme is where this abortion movement has gone. Remember, if you're my age, you remember when they said, we want it to be rare but safe, rare but safe. Now the push is anything but rare but safe. It is abortion right up until 9 months of pregnancy and beyond. Mm-hmm. That's the extreme. That is the extreme, and I am proud to be pro-life. I want to save as many lives as possible. At the same time, I want to help women, and I do believe in women's health care. I don't believe that taking the life of a baby is women's health care. We need to help these women who are afraid. I understand that. I understand being afraid. I was even afraid. I was wanting to get pregnant, and I was even a little bit afraid when I found out I was pregnant. We need to help these women. There are 2,700 pregnancy clinics here in Arizona that are there to help women make great, healthy choices. We need to make sure that we provide birth control and give women access to that birth control so we don't have so many unplanned pregnancies. And we certainly need to protect the babies and the women. And so I call on the media to call out and question my opponent. They never question her about where she stands on abortion, because they know she stands for abortion right up until birth and after. And they know that she voted on a piece of legislation that the legislation was to provide life-saving measures and medical help to a baby who survives an abortion. She voted no on that, opting for a baby to die on a cold metal tray rather than be helped if that baby were to survive abortion. It is sinister and it's sick, and it is extreme. And there's nothing extreme about being pro-life. I am proud to be pro-life, and I want to help as many babies and moms as possible.
Well, we will drink to that. Carrie Lake is on the line. She is your Republican candidate for governor in the great state of Arizona. Now, I happen to know, you might not have heard this yet, but former President Trump is heading to Arizona this weekend to do an event. I am obviously I'm breaking some news for you and your team here. Don't tell him I told
you. About this.
But as you're out there doing a rally with President Trump, isn't it kind of telling that nobody's lining up to do a rally with Joe Biden, the sitting president?
Oh, they don't even want him to come to their states. Did you hear of a week or two ago, Mark Kelly, who's the Democrat who hopefully will be defeated by Blake Masters, and we're working hard to make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. When asked by a reporter if he would campaign if he wants Joe Biden to come to the state, he couldn't even come up with an answer. Well, if I'm here, I might have to be in D.C. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. You know, it was comical.
Look over there, squirrel.
Joe Biden is the albatross that every Democrat is forced to wear around their neck. That's the kind of policy that they're pushing, and they're pushing it in our states, and it's dangerous.
Well, that's okay. And I brought him up for that reason. Okay, you're in Arizona. Okay, you're on, you know, the front lines of this border crisis, and we talk about fentanyl and everything in between happening at the border right now. Aren't you kind of fascinated that on just a tactical level, the Democrats are pushing things like climate change, abortion, and infinite genders instead of, hey, maybe we should close the front door of the House?
Yeah, it's really astounding that they do not have a better grip on what's really happening and what the people are concerned about. People are concerned about crime, this fentanyl crisis killing our young generation. You know, if you don't think that drugs can bring down a country, you need to do a little history search and look at the opium wars. Mm-hmm. Drugs brought down a dynasty, and they can certainly bring down this country, and that's what they're attempting to do. The CCP working in conjunction with the cartels out of northern Mexico to funnel in as much of this deadly, the most deadly drug we've ever seen, fentanyl, in through Arizona. And I'm going to stand up and protect our border. I don't want to be known as the fentanyl state. We are the Grand Canyon state. I've talked to too many moms and dads who've lost children, who've taken one pill and died. This is a scourge, and we have to root it out. I'm going to take on the cartels at the border. I'm not afraid of them. What I'm afraid of is if somebody doesn't stand up and do the right thing at this moment in history, and we lose this great country, and the whole world is counting on us to save America.
It's fascinating because I do.
And the Democrats are, I'm sorry, the Democrats are completely out of touch with what people care about. Yep. They truly are. They're trying to throw all these wedge issues in, and they're forgetting that Joe Biden has caused the highest rate of inflation we've ever seen in our lifetimes. You know, I'm concerned that we move from a recession to a depression if we don't get that man out of the office in the White House. And we need to elect a competent leader in 2024. And I'm hoping President Trump will run again. We already know he's proven that he knows how to turn our economy around and make sure that every class of citizen, every segment of the population will do better. He showed that he can do that. He did it. We were riding high and doing great under his leadership. And we need someone to go in like a janitorial crew and do cleanup after Joe Biden. After just 19 months, he's practically destroyed our country.
The floor waxer is back on. There it is again. We're talking.
Rev it up.
Carrie Lake is on the line. She is your GOP nominee for governor in the great state of Arizona. My last question then is, you know, Arizona, okay, is going to host the Super Bowl this year. Now, assuming you win this thing, which I know the audience is rooting for, does a Governor Carrie Lake throw a halfway decent Super Bowl party?
Let's throw a huge Super Bowl party.
There you go.
Let's throw a huge Super Bowl. My favorite part of the Super Bowl is the national anthem. I'll be honest. I'm just there for the national anthem. But hopefully we have a great team. It'd be great if our Arizona Cardinals were in the Super Bowl this year. I'll keep my fingers crossed. And we're really honored to have the Super Bowl here in Arizona, and we will throw a big Super Bowl party. And we're going to be doing really well and just rolling out a lot of our policies by that time. Mm-hmm. We're going to be working on securing the border and making sure we restore law and order and safe communities for our wonderful citizens of Arizona.
All right, and just save me some guacamole on top of all of that, okay? Great stuff.
Got good guac here in Arizona, that's for sure.
There you go. Listen, Carrie Lake, I wish you the best of luck, and I really appreciate your time today. Keep fighting that good fight out there, you extremist woman, you.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
You too. Have a great day. All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball Ceremony. I'm down here in Oklahoma raising holy hell. Big night tonight at the Chisholm Trail Expo Center. If you're in the area, you want to come get your tickets at ticketstorm.com. If not, I will see you back in New York on Monday. Let's do it.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.